The Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture has three all-new exhibits on display beginning this month, including Luminous, an exhibit of glass artwork featuring works of over 30 different artists, including the renowned Northwest artist Dale Chihuly. I asked the MAC's executive director, Wesley Jessup, to explain the significance of this exhibit.
The Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture has never had a glass show that's entirely glass. So we're excited to connect with some of the collectors and museums that feature this art. You know, it's a medium that's very specific to the Pacific Northwest. So we're happy that we're able to bring some really amazing work in.
The centerpiece of the exhibit is a massive installation by Chihuly titled The Laguna Murano Chandelier.
Yeah, there's a very large installation by Dale Chihuly that he created in the 1990s after spending some time in Venice and working with other Venetian glassblowers. And so it's a major piece. There's five pieces in the installation. Two are chandeliers and three are floor pieces. And, you know, the forms are some of his tendril forms, and it's a beautiful gold color. And the way that the light plays off of it is pretty extraordinary. It's just nice to see his work at that scale.
Because of the size and fragility of the Chihuly piece, it must be assembled on site, which Jessup told me never results in exactly the same installation twice.
I mean, it's a major undertaking. So we have three people assembling that piece over the course of 3 days. And we're really happy that the MAC can pull something like this off and bring some really amazing art to Spokane. And, it's a very complex installation, and we're thrilled that the public is going to be able to see this.
The exhibit at the MAC features several works by Dale Chihuly, including the five large Laguna Murano pieces. But the show also includes work by lesser-known artists.
So the cool thing about this show, it's not just Chihuly. There's also work by many other artists from the Tacoma Museum of Glass. And so the show, I think many people are familiar with Chihuly, but this will give people kind of a sense of what's happening in the world of glass art. Most of the work is from the last 10 years, and it really shows the breadth of the kind of creativity that is happening all around the world. And there's a great variety in this show that I think people will really appreciate.
In addition to the glass exhibit, which opens to the public Saturday, February 23rd, there are two other brand new exhibits currently on display.
We're also opening an exhibition, Into the Arctic, featuring paintings by Corey Trepanier. He's a Canadian painter who's kind of like a painter slash explorer, and he spent many months over the last few years up on the northern Canadian coast on the Arctic Ocean. And it's phenomenal. He goes up there and he sketches and he creates small paintings and he brings them back to his studio and then he creates very large scale. There is a painting in here we think might be the largest landscape painting that's been produced probably in 100 years. It's phenomenal. And they're very breathtaking landscapes. They're very sparse. It's the Arctic. And so it's about unique landforms and icebergs and ice glaciers. And it's a very unique exhibition. And then we also have an exhibition called Pavungnatuk, which is another Canadian exhibition. It's from the Inuit village in northern Quebec. And for decades, there was a major art production facility there and a lot of art education. And the community members really embraced a lot of traditional Inuit art, but they also became involved with printmaking. And so the show has sculptures, carved sculptures, alongside Inuit prints, and it's a really great kind of combination of works on paper and, you know, sculpted pieces. Very simple, very beautiful, kind of elemental themes, and I think people will really appreciate, you know, some of the simplicity in that show. It's beautiful.
All three exhibits will be available for public viewing at the Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture in Spokane beginning Saturday, February 23rd. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Chris Massini.